Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
There for you then.
We appreciate the storm information.
Here for you now.
Sky Radio. Thanks. You're a lifesaver.
The Hurricane Information Station.
Thanks, Sky.
Thanks.
Sky Storm Watch for Radiant Credit Union.
Make sure you're executing your plan now.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Hour number three. It's a Monday. We're going to make it great. It's what we do. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Helene, unfortunately, death toll at least 90. Those numbers, unfortunately, are probably going to go up later on today. The good news is power is being restored in a lot of areas, but there's huge infrastructure issues even beyond that. There's bridges out up in North Carolina. There's some folks up there that are really suffering, and then here in Florida on the coast as well. All right, so we'll get to more of that, and actually kind of along the same lines, we've got the CEO of GRU, Ed Belarski, is in the house. You're either the most hated or loved person, depending on the status of one's electricity at their home. Am I right?
Yeah, the love can be fleeting.
Yes. Hopefully, the love is flowing in the correct direction, though. It's more is coming to you than is going away as you continue to restore power. Give people an idea of the kind of, well, historic breakdown that you've seen based on this tremendous storm.
Yeah, it started Thursday night, and we're flowing along. We had prepared 72 hours in advance, and we had our folks hunkered down, ready to go. And you could see the charts, and we went from 0 to 100 in, 15, 20 minutes when the winds hit. I think we clocked them at our EOC, East Side Operations Center, at somewhere around 63 miles per hour.
Wow.
We're not built for that in Gainesville. We're a tree city.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see the outages go bloop, and we couldn't send out crews in that kind of weather.
No.
So, the first thing we did in the morning was send out our assessors. You know, we have this gray sky role concept. All 800 employees at GRU are trained to do other things. So they multitask.
Wow.
So we have accountants that go out as assessors. You know, we have people that do laundry for the mutual aid crews that come in. We are like a military operation. We went into incident command, and we went about restoring power. And at our peak, we had 52,000 customers without power.
And what do you generally serve? How many?
100.
Okay, so
somewhere
half.
Around so half our folks were out of power. Within 24 hours, we had reduced that down to somewhere around 10% of people still having power. So around 10,000 customers. An incredible job that the folks had. But what was happening was when we went out and saw the damage. I mean, we were rebuilding systems. You know, you had cross arms, insulators being busted off of almost every pole, right?
Typically, what you would see is trees down, taking power lines with it, Poles intact. All you really got to do is string new lines. Not that that's super easy, but compared to infrastructure, you know, when you start dropping poles in the ground, that's there's some time and effort and resources at work there.
Well, you know, we to date this morning, the last hole I had was 75 broken poles that we had. 75.
That is crazy.
And you know, that's a 2-3 hour operation. Even before you get, you know, what people don't understand is when we go out, you have to assess the situation. Mm-hmm. You know, we operate with the tree trimmers that come in. By the way, we had 64 folks from Asplund and Davies that were in here ready to go to handle all that. You know, I've heard some folks saying, where are the GRU trucks? Well, we typically have around 40 linemen that are ready to go. We doubled that. We had 92 mutual aid crews from as far as Texas. We had our friends in Lafayette, Louisiana. We have a program where we go out and help them. They come in and help us. I have to mention these folks. We had Kissimmee. We had Leesburg, Lake Worth, Orlando Utilities. We had folks from Stark. And then we had Lubbock, Texas. And we had Lafayette, Louisiana.
Wow.
And, you know, we house them, we feed them, we do their laundry, so that all they do is work on power.
Well, it wasn't that long ago you helped out Lafayette, so they're actually kind of paying you back.
Yeah, and they come into town, they say, hey, glad to see you, and they start to know our system better, as well as we know theirs.
Issue came up about outage maps. People are like, oh, it doesn't say I'm out. It doesn't say I'm out.
Right.
They get frustrated and irritated, like you're not getting the message. Why is that it's the maps aren't so reactive?
Well, we have an internal map, and then we have an outward-facing map, and it was decided a long time ago that it was dangerous for the public, as for security purposes, to have their addresses shown on the maps that they were out of power. There are people in the community that are a little bit more nefarious than you or I that look for that kind of stuff, and there's somebody out for 4 or 5 days. You have a chance of getting broken into. So for security reasons, what we do is go to the closest fuse. And so, you know, people don't know where that might be, so they're not sure that we've actually taken care of them.
Okay. And then is it a good idea for people to put on their porch lights so that when power is restored, it's easily visible?
Yep.
So it's a good tip.
Yep.
Good, because we had that a few days ago. All right, so you got the map situation addressed. Thanks for doing that. What about, I saw where you said there was some really major infrastructure things that were broken down. What's the timetable on that?
Well, I'll tell you, one of the things that set us back early on was we actually had several segments of our transmission line that got down. A cross arm was broken off and dangling. You know, this is 138,000 volts. Dangling.
They say it's the amps that kill you, though.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, I heard that.
that's like it's 110 in Phoenix, but it's dry heat.
Yeah,
yeah.
It'll both kill
so you.
So
you don't feel nothing, right?
Well, you might. Not very long.
Yeah,
you touch a wire.
So this was our line 16, and that line 16 was actually feeding the hospital.
Wow.
So we had to make sure that they had the backup power situated. And, you know, we had some people babysitting the lines to make sure, you know, they couldn't restore power at that time because we had to ensure safety. And that's what the primary thing we're doing is to make sure that people are safe in the community and our crews are safe.
So do you prioritize traffic lights?
We work with GPD and those groups, and we, in the past, we've had Tiger teams that go out with them to ensure that. Now, that goes to the issue of the down wires. Remember last time I was in when Debbie blew through here? We talked about having a record amount of downline calls. It was like, I think, 120. We had 1,200 this time.
1,200.
That gives you the 10 times the magnitude. This storm was, you know, transformative in the community.
Not even close to a direct hit. That's the thing.
It's the winds. It's all about the winds, because we're not built. Look, if we want, I will tell some folks that, you know, I need to get on a soapbox here a little bit. We need to be able to get into these areas and trim these trees back, because we go in to the frequent flyer communities like Briwood. We know where, when we know they're down, we go to that channel that goes along 16th and goes up to the mayor's house. And, you know, we replaced two poles in that region that we replaced a year ago.
Because of trees.
Because of trees. They pull the lines down. They snap the poles. And, you know, we need to be able to get in there. So it's a matter of public safety.
Is that something that'll be addressed now?
I certainly hope so. We're going to talk about it with the authority and see if we can promote more tree trimming. By the way, we spend $4 million a year tree trimming as it is. But there's sometimes maybe we have to do even more than that.
Yeah, I've seen in areas where they're quite aggressive. And, you know, as much as we all love our canopies and our shade, we love our power, too. It's a necessity, especially when it's emergencies like hospitals.
Well, and it's unfortunate. We have some folks that we've asked in the past along some of the easements. They're like, no, we like our trees. We don't want you to cut it back any further. And, you know, they're affecting other members of the community.
Right.
That are getting their power off.
It seems like, you know, you would just have control of the easement. They wouldn't have control of it. You would, but I don't know how the easements work. Maybe they're not wide enough in some areas.
Well, there's city ordinances that don't allow us to cut back further than 10 feet. And these things in 2 months can grow 10 feet. We live in Florida. That's what I found out.
Things grow here. It rains.
It does.
It's been doing that for a long time.
Yeah.
This is a town where people would call the cops on the people selling Christmas trees because they know they cut them down somewhere.
If that weren't true, it'd be funny.
Just trying to lighten up the mood a little bit, you know, because we're dealing with enough doom and gloom and destruction. But Ed Belarski, we appreciate the great job that GRU, all the employees are doing and all the help coming in from out of town. It is awesome, and keep up the good work.
Well, thank you. Just let me say, we're not doing a victory lap here right now. We still have 2,500 people, you know, not without power. And we're fighting to get them back on.
All right. There you go. It is 8:16. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got a lot more to talk about coming up, including Trump and a visit to Georgia. That's one of the topics we'll touch on next. 97.3 The Sky.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Good morning and welcome. It is 8:20, your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy.
Hey.
And, we are still, it's going to be a while when there's going to be a recovery from Helene. But to maybe just, I don't know, ease the pain a little bit. sometimes you just got to blow off some steam. And yeah. Oktoberfest, I think it's going to serve a great purpose. This year at the World Equestrian Center, they're going to do it on two Saturdays, the 5th, October the 5th, and October the 12th. And we have a pair of VIP tickets to give away. It'll be good for all the fun, access to the VIP lounge, private restroom and bar, exclusive menu offerings, complimentary half-liter beer, Stein, with included first pour.
I love your German there. That was good. Man, I didn't know.
Off of Wiedersehen.
Hey, I watched Hogan Heroes. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's pretty much. Hogan! Is that German?
I don't think so.
Right. I know a German word. Can beer.
Wow.
That's one you can't mess up right there.
Go.
All right. Here's what you need to do, though, to win these tickets. Text FESTIVAL to 20357. Message and data rates apply. And then listen for a new code word. We'll do it every day. And that's all you got to do is every time you hear a new code word, you just text it. This time it's FESTIVAL to 20357. And good luck on that.
Yeah.
And have fun. And we're looking forward to it. And we will be involved to some degree or another for sure. All right. I don't know if we'll do different weekends so both of us can go. Or
should be fun.
We'll do it. So we'll figure it out.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, they're trying to figure out how they're going to help these people in Dixie County. Well, the folks at the Republican Executive Committee have come together and said, hey, we can be a point where donations can be made, and we'll actually take it out there to Dixie County. We'll ask for volunteers that can help us to help out there to clean things up. Whatever you can do, whatever you can contribute, all right? Our friends at the REC are there for you. Tim Martin is heading this up. If you can volunteer, if you have a truck, trailer, both, whatever, you can reach out to Tim at 352, of course, 474-1022. 474-1022 for donations, baby items, non-perishable food, water, pet food, blankets, clothing, protein powder, tarps, gasoline, two-stroke oil, and you just bring those to 1722 Northwest 80th Boulevard, and that's in Gainesville. It's not too far from Fort Clark. If you can find Fort Clark, you'll find that, and it's very much appreciated. It's all going to the folks that are feeling the pain in Dixie County. All right. So thank you in advance for any and all help that you can share. Wow. It is, I don't know how much video and pictures that you've seen from other places. I saw a what appeared to be drone footage of Cedar Key.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. It breaks your heart. And it's one thing for it to be buildings, but when we know the death toll is over 90.
Yeah, that is sad.
And there are parts of North Carolina where not easy to get to when bridges are wiped out.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chimney Rock was one that really
it's gone.
Took a hard hit. And yeah, those people have no way really out of there.
There's nothing there anymore. Yeah, but even like Asheville, I mean, it's very hilly. My sister-in-law and her family live there. And so it kind of depends on where you are. They live kind of in an elevated area. So while their house may be fine, it's like getting in and out of town, getting through town. It is a mess.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the flooding. Was some Tennessee Highway 40? I think they were showing some of the water that flows around that. Insane.
Yeah.
Just an insane amount. All right, let's go through some stuff here. Tim Walz showed up the Michigan-Minnesota game. It's the Brown Jug game. He's the governor of Minnesota. Boy, did he get booed.
Yeah.
Now, of course, I mean, it's a Michigan crowd.
Right.
But there's Minnesota fans that are there, but he got booed pretty good. And we have a claim, Vice President Kamala Harris claimed that former President Donald Trump did nothing to fix the broken immigration system in the U.S.
Then I have a question.
Yes.
Then what is it, basically, practically on day one, that Joe Biden basically turned around when it comes to immigration? If Trump had done nothing,
there wouldn't have been all those executive orders that he'd have to undo.
Exactly. So that doesn't make much logical sense, does it?
No, because it's not even close to true. The verdict, absolutely false. During a speech in Douglas, Arizona, Harris spoke about how politicians have refused to come together to fix the immigration system in the nation. Here's what they do. when all the border people are coming over, because the Democrats, the Biden-Harris folks, the NGOs that they're in partnership with, they got everybody to flood into the United States. And then when the mainstream lefty media couldn't contain it anymore. In other words, they actually, it got to the point to where we can't keep lying about this. It's totally substantiated. The crisis is real. It's here. That's when they shifted gears to going, oh, we got this bipartisan bill. Doesn't matter that it was an absolutely atrocious bill that made no sense, that wasn't really going to help, and it still allowed at least 5,000 migrants to come through every day. So the bill itself was a joke, but that was their go-to, because otherwise, yeah, they'd have to admit the truth, which is they purposefully and with malice to our nation and our citizens open those borders wide open. I won't go through it all again, but I'll tell you that information just came out that we have over 13,000 convicted murderers that are part of the illegal immigration, running around free, catch and release, 13,000 murderers. I just think,
man, crazy. Makes no sense, does it?
And by the way, at least for 2 years, they had the House, the Senate, the executive branch. They could have put in some immigration stuff they wanted to. They didn't want to. They wanted to create the chaos and wreak havoc of which we're seeing right now. And this is really just the beginning of the bad stuff. Because once the government subsidies and that stuff runs out, once they don't have housing, good luck.
Yeah.
828. On the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here as well. We've got plenty more to talk about. I've got that code word I'll give you again if you didn't catch it yet. It's all happening right here on 97.3 The Sky. Making Mondays great. That's how we roll. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 8:34. Yep, and some of your top stories. Helene, at least 90 have perished so far. Vice presidential debate, that is coming up tomorrow night. We will cover it right here on the Sky. We will broadcast that live for you. So we got that going on. We lost a good one. Chris Christopherson has passed away at the age of 88. And little Boise's trying to play with the girlies. Okay, it's Boise State. I stretched a little bit there. Republican Idaho Governor Brad Little cheered Boise State University women's volleyball after the team made a decision to forfeit their Saturday game against San Jose State, who quietly added a trans player to their team in April. Very quietly. Little applauded the team, the governor there, Brad Little, for ensuring player safety, continuing the fight for fairness in women's sports. So, yeah, within the spirit of his executive order, the Defending Women's Sports Act, that he put out on Friday, along with a statement from Boise State Volleyball, quote, "We need to ensure player safety for all of our female athletes and continue to fight for fairness in women's sports." In April, Breitbart revealed that San Jose State University was very quietly adding a transgender player to its women's volleyball team without alerting opposing teams or the new player's teammates that he was born a male. The player, Blair Fleming, is reportedly the only transgender player in the Division I Mountain West Conference. Boise State released a statement Friday announcing their decision to decline. So, yeah, it is in keeping with making sure that the athletic endeavors that, quite frankly, women and girls have fought so hard for, they can continue to compete without the fear of excessive injury due to a male trying to compete with the women. It's, gosh, it's hard to get past the common sense aspect of it, the logic. But here we are. but not everybody's taking it. And you know what? It's hard for a team to say, you know what? We'll take the forfeit. That's not an easy decision. You train all the time. You practice all the time. You want to play. So for them to do that, that's pretty strong. Oh, and that's not the craziest thing as of late. Here's one for you.
There's more?
Oh, yeah. There's always more.
Oh, yeah.
When the left is involved.
Good point.
Minneapolis, Minnesota has sworn in its first police officer who is not a U.S. citizen. Gee, what could go wrong there? There's an oath
shouldn't even be
you
illegal.
Take as a law enforcement officer, isn't there?
Yes.
I mean, who are you? I mean, I don't know. You're not a citizen.
If it's not your constitution, do you have to uphold it? I mean, hello?
This is crazy. But again, this is a lefty run, you know, Minneapolis, Minnesota. This is this is Tim Walz territory, right? Those folks up there, I don't know how they got so nutty. But they are. And they reported that Leslie Vera, a native of Somalia, was sworn in on Thursday as the department's first non-citizen officer. Look, I get it that law enforcement, they need people. The numbers are down pretty much nationwide for the most part. They need people. But I don't think it is such desperate times that you need to hire a non-citizen. Remember, you're an officer of the law. Mm-hmm. By its very definition and very nature, it just does not make sense.
Probably an Omar fan, no doubt, being Somali and all.
Vera was seen swearing in ceremony wearing a hijab over her head as she took the oath of office and received her badge. She moved to Minneapolis with her parents from their arrival point in Mexico when she was 4. She is a legal resident alien and authorized to work, but is not a U.S. citizen. Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara defended the idea of giving police powers to a non-citizen. Quote, there may be people who question it, but that's completely ridiculous. There's, like I mentioned, there is a history in this country of people immediately on arrival to the country enlisting in the military and serving. Yeah, but they're dealing with other military people.
They're not going to arrest you as a citizen on the street.
And a civilian.
Yes.
They're in a completely different atmosphere with regimentation.
Yes.
That the military.
Not the same thing.
Yeah. Somebody like Officer Vera, who has been here essentially her entire life, absolutely is entitled to protect her community in the same way that anyone else here has. We are honored to have her. Okay. All right. So, non-citizen.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
Well, look, couldn't he use the same criteria to say, look, there may be people who question it, but that's completely ridiculous. Is he going to say the same thing about voting? Hey, she's been here pretty much her whole life.
She protects our community.
She has as much right to vote as anyone. That's the kind of stuff they say. They have as much right, except they don't have the right that citizens have.
This is that mentality of Obama, that the Constitution, their citizenship is only, it's all about a piece of paper, whether they are or not a citizen. But that's basically what he said.
Well, look, they're already trying to destroy our sovereignty in general anyway. So, yeah maybe as they continue to dilute what citizenship represents and what it stands for. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I guess eventually they'll be right. It's not that big a deal anymore.
And it won't be, because nobody will think it is, because you've told them that enough.
Right. Paul Figg, director, co-writer of the all-female Ghostbusters from back in 2016, is still blaming Trump supporters for the flop. It's your fault, Trump supporters, that a movie flopped. Is there anything else we can blame him for?
I think that the reason it flopped, it was a woke agenda.
And maybe just like a not a great story?
Well, you already had the story. Now let's put, because we want to be all modern and woke, let's make them all females and release that movie. And that way people will want to come see it. Well, but they didn't. That's the problem.
John Nolte is writing this op-ed piece, and he goes, good grief, this guy's had 8 years to do a little introspection about just how bad the movie was and how the marketing seemed determined to alienate the core fans. Uh-huh. But no, he's still blaming us.
Wow.
That's funny. Good grief.
That's good. That's a good line.
The political climate of the time was really weird with Hillary Clinton running for office in 2016. There were a lot of dudes looking for a fight. That little crybaby told The Guardian, when I was getting piled on Twitter, I'd go back and see who they were. So many were Trump supporters. Aww. When Trump came out against us, he was like, they're remaking Indiana Jones without Harrison Ford. You can't do that. And now they're making Ghostbusters with only women. What's going on? He got all upset. That's true. Trump did say that, and it was hilarious when he did. Then Fig, the director, points out, everybody went blanking cannibal. It turned the movie into a political statement, as to say, if you're pro-woman, you're going to go see this. If you're not, then, well, it was a spectacular flop. So where were the pro-women? If they had showed up, your movie would have done okay.
If half of America had gone to see it, you'd have been just fine.
Yeah.
Who believe whatever you believe.
Could it be? Is it possible that it was just another terrible retread of a movie and not done with any attempt to be good?
I'm kind of tired of the remakes anyway. I mean, I get it. But you don't have to go every 20 or 30 years and like, oh, here's a new idea. It's like, no, you don't. You really don't have to do that. Come up with something new, please.
Well, yeah. Yeah, come up with something completely new.
Yeah.
But no, they like to rehash, recycle.
No.
Yeah.
They've ruined a lot of good TV shows by doing movies about them. And sometimes those are just a little too farcical for me.
You've got a UFC fighter speaking out. Renato Moicano, and I'm not familiar.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, he had a big win in Paris, and he used his post-fight ring rant to slam the French government, its president, and its history of trying to cancel God.
Wow. There you go.
The outspoken Brazilian professional mixed martial artist grabbed the mic and admitted to talking smack about France, but insisted that the French people in general are great. It's just their government sucks, he said. France, I come here. I wanted to talk a lot of stuff about France. But then I went to the Louvre. I went to all these beautiful places in Paris. And I had just one thing to say. French Revolution tried to erase God from the map. But guess what? Jesus Christ is life.
Nice.
Yep.
That's awesome.
But then he said some naughty cuss words referring to Macron and globalists and stuff.
That
I definitely can't say on the radio.
No. Not if you like your job a lot, and you do.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
It is 8:45. You know, you can always get the Bob Rose Show podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Just click on subscribe. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. He's got perfect hair, and he's from California. Any guesses?
Well, when you mentioned the hair, at first I thought, like, you know, Werewolves of London, the song. And then I realized you were just talking about a wolf in sheep's clothing out in California. Yeah,
otherwise known as Gavin Newsom.
Yes.
Newsom!
Disgusting.
He has vetoed a bill to establish a first-in-the-nation AI safety regulations in California. He said, I don't believe it's the best approach to protecting the public from real threats posed by the technology. Huh. Yep. This would create some level of safety measures for large artificial intelligence models. And this would have been one of the first such laws in the nation. So this is a major setback to attempts to create guardrails around AI and its rapid evolution with little oversight. The legislation faced staunch opposition from startups, tech giants, and several Democratic lawmakers. Why wouldn't they want some kind of a leash on this emerging kind of technology. Newsom said earlier this month at Dreamforce, an annual conference hosted by software giant Salesforce, that California must lead in regulating AI, as the federal government has failed to put safety measures in place. So he's called for that. Yet he said this proposal could have a chilling effect on the industry.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting.
Like which way do you want it? You're wanting to protect the public or you're not?
Well, he says, for instance, it doesn't take into account whether an AI system is deployed in high-risk environments, involves critical decision-making, or the use of sensitive data. Instead, the bill applies stringent standards to even the most basic functions, so long as a large system deploys it. I do not believe this is the best approach to protecting the public from real threats posed by the technology. I mean, I can't even imagine how this, I think that's what it is. This thing is not bound by our own imagination. And if we don't have any ability to control it in any way, what do you think's going to happen?
Maybe Gavin Newsom is AI. He's just too perfect.
Yeah.
Just saying. It's just something to think about.
And we already know that AI has been infected with a lot of lefty information, jargon, yeah. Perspective, yeah. Opinion.
Because it goes and searches. It's yep. Not coming up with new material that it's based on nothing. And if most of what's out there is a liberal leaning or left leaning, then what expect?
Well, and as people start to use this for more critical applications, what are we going to wait for it to screw up and start World War III and then go, you know, yeah, maybe we shouldn't have given that responsibility over to AI.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The legislation would have also provided whistleblower protection to industry workers. That's important, right?
Sure.
With this emerging technology, people with kind of the hands-on experience would be the ones who would see something going amiss early on.
I wonder if back in the Reagan era, if we had had AI, and the Russians mistook a bunch of geese flying over as an American ballistic missile, would AI have responded? Just a thought.
Yeah.
You know, thinking in the future here. How much responsibility will we put on AI to make decisions?
It is just another one of those areas where you want to hurry up and die before it goes bad. Now, can't be positive.
Such an optimist. But you're making Mondays great. Come on.
Apparently, Trump received a loud welcome from the crowd attending the college football game between University of Alabama and University of Georgia.
Nice.
Trump brought some good guests with him, too. Kid Rock.
Ooh.
Hank Jr.
Oh, my goodness.
John Daly.
Wow.
Senator Tommy Tuberville. Senator Steve Daines.
What an entourage.
Senator Katie Britt. The former president was recognized by the announcer. And somebody posted that to X. It showed Trump waving while standing in a special box for the game, while the crowd from the student section could be heard cheering for him.
That's awesome.
That's a good sign, right?
Yes, it is.
All right. And then there were a crowd of people chanting, USA, and then 4 more years. So,
and those weren't Democrats, just saying.
But at the Michigan-Minnesota game, when Governor Tim Walz showed up.
Yes.
He got a rather nasty, not warm welcome.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
These are good signs,
yes,
I think.
Are. Yeah, they are.
Former President Donald Trump criticized Kamala Harris for repeatedly vowing to ban fracking. This is while he was giving a speech in Erie, Pennsylvania on Sunday. He spoke about how Harris had always been against fossil fuels, and how if she is elected president in November, her policies on the Green New Deal would obliterate the economy. I guess it isn't clear to a lot of voters that she is just saying whatever she needs to say, and mm-hmm. not anymore, to get elected.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the mode she's in. I saw a, you know, like a national TV spot that was run. It didn't have one single policy item in it. She says, you know, when I was doing my job, I didn't ask if someone was a Republican or a Democrat. I just asked, are you okay?
Really?
Yeah. So there's no...
Wow.
No substance there. And then if she does try to come up with substance or policy, it'll either be the wrong policy or it'll be a lie. I mean, her track record is a track record. She is who she is. A wolf can change its coat, but never its disposition. Wise words. Coming up next, the 9 o'clock stretch on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.